This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Isaac Robb.
Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. We need more dogs.
Jason Sukanik.
Try to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. Cat's still going crazy in there.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow. Looking in the mirror. Be a dog.
105.1 and 1080.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
We need more dogs.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It is Isaac and Souk out here at Tom's Watch Bar, Alena Casino, right next to the sports book. This is where we always broadcast from when we're out here for March Madness and such, but they've changed the name, and they've got a different menu. Tell you what, that what is that, a French dip over there you got? That looks dynamite.
Can I tell you that the French dip is criminally underrated?
God.
In the power ranking of sandwiches, the French dip does not get the credit it deserves.
Jake says it's his number one.
Oh, really?
It's his number one sandwich.
It's a bold statement.
In his sandwich power rankings.
Well, I've long said that the cheesesteak is the gold standard of my sandwiches, but...
Yeah.
Dude, you give me a nice French dip, and we're talking maybe with some Swiss on there.
I
like a horseradish on there, too.
You a Reuben guy?
Nah, I don't care for the marble rye that much.
Love a Reuben.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew Buck was a big Reuben guy. Hey, the Yankees are on, so we got some baseball on here.
The Mets will be losing soon.
Yes, they will.
Give it time.
When's first pitch?
4:15. So
they'll be losing in 6 minutes.
Well, they're at the Phillies, so you know you got to give them a little bit of time for the Phillies to come up, and then they'll be losing. So
we're gonna have the Commies and Packers on up here. Mm-hmm. 5:15.
5-ish.
5 or 5:15.
Yeah,
and there's still a lot of. Cool booths and stuff that you can grab and grab some food and watch the games.
Then it does sound like Zach Tom, their right tackle, and then Aaron Banks, the big signing from the Niners, their left guard. It does sound like both of them who left the game in game one. Doesn't sound like either one of those guys is going to go. So there is a reshuffling of the O-line. But
For the Packers.
And those guys did play in week one. And even after the injuries, the Packers did grade out very, very well in week one against the Lions.
What
so.
Part of that game did they get hurt? Do we know?
I'd have to go back and take a look. But it wasn't just at the end. The guys that came in did play a decent hunk of snaps.
It's a good matchup.
And they liked the depth there on their O-line. But certainly losing two of your top O-linemen, that is a big deal.
So no Dan Lanning today, travel. Today in the Big Ten, I saw Tom Fornelli, CBS Sports. I enjoy his work. Mm-hmm. And I was reading his Big Ten article here yesterday, I think it was. And he had a couple good points in there. One was with Bo Prabula playing so well at Missouri.
Yeah, he
looks good.
He was the backup to Drew Aller last year and there was some talk when Aller had some struggles earlier that he might be a guy that they turned to, but obviously Aller never gave up those reins.
And Aller came on at the end of the year. Eller's very good.
Yes.
But he brought up the point, did Penn State get rid of the wrong guy?
Well, Prabula was going to be the starter, and then Eller decided to come back. And that wasn't necessarily anticipated. So they thought they were just going to go from Eller to Prabula, and it never happened, and they had to
change. I just mean, I mean, if Eller comes back, he's your guy.
He's your guy, yeah.
But is Prabula better? He looks pretty good. Now, it's a different offense.
Sure.
And, you know, Missouri, Drinkwitz, that donkey at Missouri, he he puts together some good teams, good offenses, but I don't know, it's an interesting point.
I mean, we'll see what happens. Eller is one of those guys that has been talked about, and he's been at Penn State forever, and you know me, I've been very critical of the Drew Eller experiment for many years, and to be fair, at the end of the year, Drew Eller was playing his best ball. Problem is in the first 2 weeks for Penn State, and this is why I'm a big believer of Oregon, look, they won 46-11 and 34-0 against Florida International. But I'm telling you, if you watch those games, the Penn State offense is not rolling on all cylinders. And
is it ever?
No, it's spinning their wheels. So they got Villanova, and then there's a bye, and then in comes Oregon. So Drew Eller is...
Oh, they have a bye before Oregon?
They got a bye before Oregon.
That's why that spreads like that.
Well, so does Oregon, too. They play Oregon State.
Well, no, they're playing. Come on.
But I mean, it's a scrimmage,
everybody's
right?
It's
a scrimmage.
Piling on the Beavers now.
They suck.
Well, I know.
Look at Buckley off the top rope. Well, they suck.
Just call a spade a spade here.
But, you know, the Eller thing is interesting that, you know, Penn State was the Big Ten favorite, right? They're the higher-ranked team. And one of the top three odds to win the national title. And they went out and got him some help. All the guys basically came back. I mean, this is the year. If Penn State's going to do it, Oregon was breaking in a bunch of new guys. Ohio State's entire front seven on their defense is new. New quarterback, both new running backs. I mean, this is Penn State's year. And if Drew Eller can't get it done, then yes. Like Drew Eller, whether it's his fault or not, he is going to take... a big old brunt of, I've been hearing about this crap for 3+ years, and you've yet to deliver. This will be a big one for Drew Eller.
I don't know. I feel like Penn State's the same every year.
Is he a little Quinn Ewers-y?
I think there may be some element to that. Well, he just came in with such hype, and when we hear a name and we see him, we just assume that it's good. But when you watch both of those guys play, I've never been overly impressed. And Eller looks the part. He's this big physical guy with this big arm. And yeah, I just look at it, and I always want more.
I was impressed with him in the Big Ten title game.
Yeah, they played better.
But they lost. Yeah. See, is there a team outside of Penn State that you have less faith in that they can win the big game?
They certainly have that. They certainly have that label, and it's fair. And I guess I would say about Penn State is I don't think Penn State has ever been as talented as those other teams that actually do it. I think Penn State's always that borderline. Do they have the 5-star kids? Do they have the big engine to go against those guys? Because it's not Ohio State, it's not Alabama, it's not LSU. So it's an element of, we crap on Penn State because they can't get over the hump, or can they not get over the hump simply because they just don't have the guys? And very few teams without the guys get over the hump, right? I mean, Dave Bartu talks about this all the time. It's not X's and O's, it's Jims and Joes. But supposedly over the last handful of years, Penn State has compiled those guys.
Yeah, they've gotten better.
And so now you're running out of excuses. It's
yeah, they lose to Ohio State every year.
Yeah.
They're going to lose to Oregon, you think.
I do.
They lost in the Big Ten title game. Now, they did win. Did they win one or two playoff games?
They beat SMU, but they should have beat Notre Dame and didn't.
And didn't.
Well, they beat Boise State, too. So they beat. So they got SMU and Boise State in the playoff.
Which was kind of
So, again, I'm talking about the against the big boys. Yeah. The Ohio States, the Oregon, Texas.
Even Notre Dame. They should have beat them in the semis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's another one. Yeah, they blew that game. They never win.
No.
I can't trust
them. And I guess my thing is I expected them, with all they have coming back, I expected them to be like, if you would have asked me before the start of the season, Oregon start, Penn State start, right? And I put those two teams, I would have thought Penn State's the one that starts like Oregon and Oregon like Penn State. Like I thought with Oregon, there would be some bumps in the road. You got a new quarterback. You're breaking in three new O-linemen. It's going to take some time. You got a lot of freshmen playing. I just thought it would be kind of bumpy. and that it would, at down the road at the end of the year, that would be a team that you didn't really want to play. I don't know why Penn State is having some of the spinning of the wheels that they've had. And maybe that all goes away and they look like gangbusters against Villanova. They get a bye, Oregon comes in, and my opinion of Penn State changes. But having watched Oregon play twice and Penn State play twice, not only is Oregon cleaner and sharper, I'm telling you, it looks different. Oregon looks bigger, faster, deeper, nastier than what Penn State does. I just haven't been impressed with Penn State these last 2 weeks at all.
All right, so next, Fornelli brought up another good point, I thought, and it's something I'd kind of thought about once or twice. I wonder, there is a Big Ten coach that the worry meter may be, the worry meter is going from green to orange.
All right. I'm intrigued.
And he brought it up. I'm like, yeah, I think that's right. And there's a couple stats, too. So we'll get to that coming up next on The Fan. Huh. Well, look at this.
Yeah.
We're out here at A&A. We're watching the Mets. And they're winning.
Yeah.
2-0.
Yeah, give it.
First inning.
Give it time.
How long before they're down 6-2? Who's pitching tonight?
I'm going to say Peterson's going. I'm going to say...
former Duck.
I'm going to say fourth inning, we will be down by at least 2 runs.
Fourth inning, down 2.
Maybe the fifth, although all Peterson's right. Like the one guy that occasionally goes into the fifth.
See that, Jake? Aaron Judge. Let's go. We've got a Yankee fan here.
Soon to be MVP, perhaps.
I know you can't hear it on the radio, but it's popping here.
Aaron
it's popping
Judge.
Off.
We've heard a couple of shouts from the tables. There was a second real big uproar maybe from the craps table.
Yeah, those bros all left, but I think they left with some cash. It was going well over there. All right, so I've got two things. We'll get back to the Big Ten in a moment. The coach that's a worry meter, you know, their fans may be worrying a little bit about this guy. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, what's his name? Buckley. Ryan Buckley?
Yes.
You know him? He's me, yeah.
Hey, there he is. He's our producer, and he did find the Xavier Leggett Guy Fieri interview.
About Raccoon?
This is a red carpet interview at the Kentucky Derby.
And let me just tell you, Xavier is the one conducting the interview, and he is using a hobby horse as his stick mic. And so his audio isn't great. Guy Fieri's a little bit better.
You know what? We were just having a raccoon cooking conversation the other day. Ooh. And a buddy of mine swears he is like the raccoon chef.
Oh, yeah. Raccoon.
Seriously? Was giving me a whole rundown on it. So, no, I would be down with it. My motto is, we're both hunters, and our motto is, if you're going to hunt it, you got to eat it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I think, are you a raccoon chef?
Yes, sir.
Give me the breakdown on it. What's the marinade? I want to hear this.
Oh, yeah, so we got a little secret now. I can't give it to you.
You can't give me a secret?
I can't give you a
as
secret.
As chefs, we share as chefs.
Hey, I can't give you a secret now because it's some down in the bottom South Carolina type of cookie. You know
okay.
But I can tell you how we do it. Now, we put it in the pressure cooker, let the meat fall off the bone, put it in the oven until we're going to chop it up first.
All right.
I'll tell you, we put some little crushed peppers on it and all that.
Okay.
Let that marinate in there.
But it's good eating.
Oh, yeah, it's good eating.
Huh.
Is it? I'm actually kind of shocked that Guy Fieri is like, oh, yeah, I was just talking to some guy the other night about raccoon. It's good, right?
I'm down a rabbit hole right now about eating raccoon.
Is it good?
It sounds like you got to take a lot of precautions.
Well, yes.
You got to make, and by the way, they're saying don't eat, this is from internet, don't eat urban raccoons. Because they have parasites and live in trash.
Yeah.
You want to eat natural wild raccoons. So don't eat a city raccoon.
Okay.
And second, you got to remove the scent glands.
I'm out.
Yeah, see, you can't do that. They're located on the back of the hind legs. Definitely remove those.
Why?
Because it's like skunk. They've got a stink.
They have skunk sacks?
Yeah, they got stink sacks. So you don't want to do that. And you got to be careful because they carry a lot of, they carry like roundworms. They can be fatal to humans. So, and that's through raccoon feces. So when you're cleaning the raccoon, you got to be careful not to to puncture the bowel.
God, makes chicken sound
But they
delicious.
They do compare it to dark meat chicken with a richer, greasier taste.
Gross.
It's very fatty. How about don't eat it? How about no?
I won't.
Raccoons are adorable, and let's not eat them.
So back to the Big Ten. Tom Fornelli was talking about this, and there is a stat that goes with it. But I thought about this before they lost this last weekend, but it's just one game, so it's not, you know, it's not dire straits. But I wonder how Michigan fans feel about Sherrone Moore at this point.
Yeah.
I feel like the worry meter is cranking up a little bit there. And that's not to say he's not a good coach. Yeah. I don't know. But the stat that Fornelli had, I mean, it doesn't seem it, but, you know, he did beat Ohio State last year.
Yeah.
And the stat that he had was in his 15 games at Michigan as the head coach, 10 of them he's failed to gain 300 yards.
It's not great.
Jim Harbaugh, when he was at Michigan, had 43 games. Mm-hmm. He failed to gain 300 yards four times.
Interesting. Now, to be fair, they have not had a in Moore's tenure, which has only been the 1 year, and then obviously these two games, they had arguably the worst quarterback situation I've ever seen.
But Harbaugh didn't always have McCarthy.
No, he did not. But also, you know, people forget
McCarthy wasn't that great.
No, Jim Harbaugh struggled. Jim Harbaugh was on the verge of getting fired before the whole, you know, scandal thing happened, and they kind of turned it around. But yeah, I think I've always said for Michigan fan thinks they're Ohio State and they're closer to Wisconsin than they are Ohio State. Just look at it. Michigan, I think, is the most winning program, like they say, of all time. But if you go back and you look at the last 30, you know, 40 years modern football, yeah, there's two national championships, which is amazing. They won one in the 90s, right, where they beat Washington State in the Rose Bowl, and then the one they just got. But there is some, there's some down years there where Michigan is not – Michigan, from a talent standpoint, and you look at some of their recruiting rankings, I just think overall, even when Harbaugh was there up until this last thing where they kind of built the bully – and we're able to kind of beat people up going old school. Michigan is not, I just don't think Michigan is on par with some of those schools. So the fact that they're having a down year after winning a national title, remember, all those guys came back. All those dudes came back for one more run in J.J. McCarthy, and that was a special year. And then last year, they weren't terrible, but they had some of the worst quarterback play, and now they're playing a true freshman. In Bryce Underwood, who, again, is really well thought of, and he's a five-star kid, but he is a freshman, and it didn't look very good against Oklahoma. Oklahoma was just a better team than they were. So I don't know how much of this is it being Sherrone Moore. And, again, when you lose a coach as good as Jim Harbaugh, maybe there's a natural step back. But also, I think that Michigan is going to be one of those schools where it's not going to be a 10-year Jim Tressel run. Remember, Jim Tressel won two national titles, right, played in one or two others, and I think went to 9 or 10 straight BCS bowl games. I'm not certain that the Michigan program is that. I think Michigan is it's better than Penn State. It's better than Wisconsin. But I don't think it's Clemson under Dabo. I don't think it's Ohio State under Urban Meyer and Jim Tressel. I just think there's going to be more ebbs and flow in the Michigan program than there is in some of the other, quote, blue bloods.
I wonder if Harbaugh stayed and they got Underwood still.
Yeah.
I wonder if they could be like Dabo and Clemson.
It's possible. But, you know, whatever Sherrone Moore has, to ask him to be Jim Harbaugh, who's one of the better coaches we've seen. And again, I point out, Jim Harbaugh struggled at Michigan for years. So to think that Sherrone Moore, who's never coached before, is going to come in and hit the ground running, I would say that's more of, you know, last year was a blip on the radar. This year with Underwood, I think you want to get back to being competitive and you want to finish in the upper half of the Big Ten. And then another year of Moore's recruits coming in and another year of Bryce Underwood. I think next year is more of the, you know, if you win 8 games and you're not really competitive for a Big Ten title next year, then I think it's fair to start kind of asking the questions of is Sherrone Moore the next guy? Because remember, like that's a Mark Helfrich thing. That's a Larry Coker thing. I mean, a lot of guys have taken over really good programs. And, you know, 2 or 3 years, you kind of look at it and you're like, I don't know. But I do think you have to give time. But history will tell you that there's more Mark Helfriches than there are David Shaws.
Hmm.
Who took over for Harbaugh and actually made it better.
Yeah. If I'm a Michigan fan, I'm a little worried about Sherrone Moore.
Yeah, I understand.
Just from what I see.
Yeah.
But Underwood's a nice quarterback.
Didn't look great against Oklahoma.
Well, no, but he's going to be legit.
He has all the pedigree that you want.
All right, in the news is next. Evergreen Public Schools, are they back?
It's like a daily thing now.
It is. Also have Damian Lillard news. And if you want the COVID vaccine, What? You might be out of luck.
That's still a thing.
I love it is. COVID.
I'm just saying. I miss the COVID traffic.
Yeah, me too.
That was...
Nobody was out there.
Can we admit that there were some good aspects to it?
They were all scared.
Yeah. Parking.
Meanwhile, Sook's just Autobahn in that thing.
It was pretty bad. I had a Mustang at the time. Whew.
All right, In the News is next. We're live at Alinea Casino on 105.1 The Fan. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's nice to have you along. We're out here at Alinea Casino in Ridgefield, Washington today. And we're watching the Mets whip up on the Phillies. We're watching the Tigers and Yankees. We're about to be watching the Commanders and Packers.
Yes.
From Lambeau.
The Packers wearing the exciting whites on Thursday night.
So we think you should come out here and have a beer or two at Tom's Watch Bar. The new Stadium Sports Bar and Grill.
So people filling in already bringing their computers to do some work, which I appreciate someone playing hooky. This man, he needed a better place for his Wi-Fi signal. I don't think he told his boss that he was coming out.
Do you think they're doing work, or do you think they're just...
Fantasy football?
Doing bets.
He claimed he was doing work. That's
oh.
all I... That's
oh, you
all
talked
I,
to him?
Well, I heard him talking to the waitress.
I don't know.
A lot of big talk.
It is September 11, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Thank you. Hello. Please be seated and all rise. Today is National Emergency Responders Day.
I can see why.
Yeah.
The Yankees are wearing the...
Fire department hat.
Is it the fire department or is that the police? I
think it's NYPD. Oh, it might be NYPD.
I don't know if it's PD or FD.
When it initially happened, they let them do whichever they preferred. I think there was a mix of both.
Okay. This looks like, at least on the mound, I see the PD. Yeah. So they're wearing the NYPD hat. Obviously signifying that today is also 9/11.
Yeah.
So a lot of tributes I saw. The red bandana guy, I saw that one going around quite a bit. And this is kind of crazy to think that that was, what, 24 years ago?
I know. It's so weird to think that a lot of these athletes were watching.
Yeah.
Weren't even alive.
Nope.
When that happened.
Nope. Guys that are
including Hollywood Smothers.
Hollywood Smothers.
I'm glad I was able to corkscrew that in. He's playing for NC State tonight, so I was just watching the NC State Wake Forest game.
Sure.
And there's a guy by the name of Hollywood Smothers.
That's a great name. Yeah, I mean, all the guys in college right now in college football were none of those guys were born unless there's a BYU kid that's like 28. But yeah, it's just it's kind of one of those that kind of sneaks up on me every year. I mean, I didn't realize it when I woke up. I woke up and was kind of scrolling through the news and was like, oh, yeah, 9/11. I'm like, why are all these 9/11 things popping up in my timeline? I'm like, well, it's September 11th.
Boy, nothing gets by you.
Did you realize today when you woke up that it was 9/11?
I did.
Oh. Yeah. I was not.
Because nothing gets by me either.
Yeah, the noted newsman. You're on top of it.
It so is also.
The Mets, by the way, they're wearing the New York Fire Department hats in their game against the Phillies. So maybe they.
That's great, but let me tell you something. What the Phillies are wearing right now is the greatest uniform in baseball.
It's a solid look.
Dude, Well, hold on.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. It's the baby blues with the darker red.
Maroon.
Maroon. Phillies.
Yeah.
Great freaking uniform.
Let me state for the record that, yes, that is a wonderful uniform, and the Phillies can eat it. How about that? Get bent.
It is also make your bed day. Did you make your bed today?
Dude, I get in trouble that a lot. I don't. I'm not a bed maker, and I tend to do a little kind of swirly thing when I'm done sleeping, and she leaves the bed before me. So often, and then she gets home before me, and she comes home to a kind of a swirly mess sort of thing. I catch a lot of flack for that. A lot of flack.
Do you know Marcus Mariota believed in starting every day with a good habit, so he made his bed even at his hotel rooms?
Really?
No. Yes.
No.
Seems like overkill.
I would think so, too.
No. I'm not making the bed. I don't see the point.
I'll
You'll toss the comforter back up there where it's supposed to be, but yeah, exactly. I'm not tucking sheets in.
Yeah. No. I hate the tucked-in sheet. Do you like the tucked-in sheet? Who likes the tucked-in sheet?
Psychopaths.
That they do at hotels. It drives me nuts. Yeah. I don't even like a top sheet. I just like the
the comforter.
The comforter.
I'm not allowed.
The duvet.
I have to. It's a rule. I'm not allowed to. You want to piss off the BTJ? Try getting into bed and not being under the sheet. She won't tolerate that for 2 seconds.
Under the top sheet?
Yeah, so she has the top sheet and the comforter.
Yeah.
And I'm with
you. She wants you under the...
Oh, it is not a she want.
She and I would fight.
It is not. It is a non-negotiable. She will stab you in the eye with a pair of chopsticks if you try to sleep above the top sheet. Ain't happening.
Damian Lillard news. He has been cleared for light yogging and some shooting drills.
Yeah. Well, that's good. As he recovers from that Achilles. And by the way, he's not going to play this year, so... Just, you got a while. You got a while to rehab that thing.
12 days without classes for the kids at Evergreen School District.
I'm sure they're so sad.
Tomorrow they return.
Oh.
They're going back tomorrow.
On
they finally.
Friday, too.
Yeah.
That's about as good as
you can. What a buzzkill.
It is a buzzkill for the kids. You know, they're like, oh, one more day. We'll get another 4 days.
You're thinking you're getting the full week right into the weekend and then.
Bloop. I don't know. That's still pretty tasty that you only have to go one day and then you get a weekend.
It's better than starting on Tuesday.
Yeah, better starting the whole week. I'll take that.
Tentative agreement reached.
Little S-head kids out there running around. Which means I got to deal with the school buses. I will say I like in the morning as I go on my walks, I don't have to deal with the school bus kids.
Well, tomorrow you will.
Unbelievable.
I don't mind dealing with the school bus kids.
Yeah, I don't like them.
They always like Molly.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Well, Molly's a little,
they think she's cute.
Yeah, I see that.
Sook's dog is striking fear into the school children.
Well, they're always trying to grab it.
You could give them rides. You could give the kids rides on your...
He is larger than
him. Old car.
Yeah. Well, they're always like... They want to see him, and then they're always trying to like... They're really grabby. It's like... They just... Keep your weird little hands.
Stupid kid mitts.
Go over there. He doesn't want it, neither do I.
Like, here's some hand sanitizer while we're at it.
Yeah. But I always feel obligated because he's a very nice dog. And so, like, when they're like, hey, can I pet your dog? I'm like, yeah, just don't try to grab him in the face. And then sure enough, they're always trying to grab him. And they do that weird hover hand, like, over the top of his head. And then he backs away.
I've always found, at least in this area, I don't know if it's like this everywhere, kids are really polite about asking about petting your dog.
Yeah.
Can I pet your dog?
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
Because some dogs, you know,
you
don't bite your face off.
Exactly. Well, it is kind of a safety thing. If you don't, you're liable to get nipped.
But it never used to be a thing.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
And now it is. And I think generally people are pretty good about it.
I would think so.
Yeah. Can I pet your dog?
Yeah.
No.
Maybe that's what I should just start saying. No, he's really
no.
mean. I don't want to lie. It's a great dog. I just don't like the kids. The kids get rough. They're a little. They get a little excited.
I have vaccine news.
Exciting.
You know, it's big topic. 5 years later.
Dude, that's a big deal. Thank you very much.
Is there anything that isn't a big deal anymore? Is there anything that we can, like, not make a big deal out of?
Hmm. Good question.
Yeah. I thought stuff that was, like, settled, like, 40 years ago, like the measles and whatnot, now we're, like...
Yeah, we're debating everything, aren't we?
I think they said now it's something. It's, like, right down to, like, 50-50 now that I think I saw the national poll. It's, like, 51-49.
On what?
Whether or not kids should be vaccinated against, like, anything.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we're like...
Measles, mumps, rubella, all of it.
Yeah, like we're like a 50-50 split now.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Polio.
Ah, who needs... Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, we eradicated the entire disease, but why not see if it could work its way back?
Ah, people, am I right?
Hey, to each their own.
Yeah.
No one's going to tell me what to do. This is America.
Right. I'm staying in my lane.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm trying.
America, I don't think you are. Yeah! Let's test that.
Let's
coming
not.
Up next.
Let's not.
This is
I'm
in the news.
People, no!
On the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tell you what, things starting to pick up out here at Alen-A.
Oh, yeah. Once Ludwig shows up, you know then.
Ludwig's here.
Yeah. It's officially on at this point.
Yeah, the Fan. I tell you what, I got to say, the Fan staff.
Yeah.
They represent these days.
Oh, yeah, they show
There was
up.
A time where they wouldn't show up.
No, there's some drinkers.
Like
drinkers.
A college football fan base, they travel well.
They do. They
like,
do travel.
We're
well.
Like the Wisconsin Badgers of sports radio. We show up and we drink.
There's already quite a few dead soldiers on that table.
Exactly.
LaChance is emptying the snake right now. It's getting it, yeah. Well, game hasn't even started. By the way, you know what we need to do?
What do we got?
We need to bring our own portable toilet.
Oh,
like Deion Sanders.
That actually would be nice. The one complaint I have about...
We basically have to sprint to the bathroom.
Yeah, it is. It's not the most convenient bathroom situation. And you, being an old man that needs to go every 4 minutes...
I've gone three times.
You just need to pull, like...
I'm getting my steps in.
You just need to go in the... Like, and see if you can go in the kitchen and use a bottle. There's a pan somewhere.
There's Chris. What's up, man? Well, can I finish my radio segment first?
There you go. Chris wants to know what looks good on the college board for you.
This is in the news, September 11, 2025. COVID. Okay, so there's some confusion.
Okay.
It turns out COVID wasn't real.
Tell that to the million people that died.
Oh. Some Oregonians are alarmed because they are unable to get the COVID vaccine.
Okay.
The state.
And why is that?
Well, because there have been changes made at the federal level that have caused confusion. So there's no state. So pharmacists can't give the COVID vaccine without a prescription right now because there are no state guidelines or mandates to allow them to.
So you just have to get a prescription from your doctor to get a vaccine.
It sounds like it.
Whereas opposed to other vaccines, I can just show up and say I want the vaccine.
Yeah, well, you know, the flu.
Yeah, the flu vaccine.
You can just pop into I think Granny down the street will pop you with a flu shot.
I don't know what other vaccines like you get as an adult.
I think just the flu
just
and
the flu, right?
Now COVID.
I guess you get the shingles or whatever. Don't they have one of those now that you can get?
Yeah, but don't you get that at your doctor's office?
I don't know.
And then I think,
you can get the flu vaccine at your doctor's office too, right?
Well, you can, but you can also get it at Fred Meyer.
Yeah, my doctor won't. He doesn't do flu shots or anything like that. He just tells you to go to Walgreens. It's basically free.
But so, if you travel overseas, you have to get all the...
When you go to certain countries, you got to check. I know, like, some African countries especially. I had a buddy that went on a safari. And you got to get a bunch of stuff to go into some of those places.
So that's what I wanted to tell you.
So if you want the vaccine...
You have to go through your doctor.
Go through your doctor.
Yeah.
And he's right.
And some of the olds want the vaccine.
Absolutely.
There's a new strain. It's going around.
Yeah.
And it's going to get worse.
Okay. So talk to your doctor.
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Are you? I thought you were the window daddy.
I'm all of that.
See, you're all that. You're a Renaissance man.
What's your doctorate in? Is it actually in medicine or something
sports.
Else?
Sports.
Oh, okay.
Is there a sports doctor? Right?
I'm a sports doctor.
Is that one of those honorary, like Bill Cosby's a doctor? Did KU give you an honorary degree? Because that happens.
Tell you what.
And by the way, if someone gives you an honorary degree, you're not allowed to call yourself doctor. Dr. Huxtable.
Oh, KU's I think you totally should.
If
the best stolen valor.
If Oregon gave you an honorary doctorate, you would go by Dr. Buckley?
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'd call him doctor.
Doctor.
Tell you what, KU's getting aggressive. They're hunting me down right now.
Trying to get you some money?
Well, yeah, the Alumni Association. What they're doing is they're sending out this big thing like, hey, we want your stories. We're putting together a whole thing. Oh, yeah. And by the way, where you live so we can mail a bill. What they're doing. They're pretty good though. They're good about it.
I get a BYU magazine occasionally and that's it. They stopped asking me for money like years ago. I don't know why.
Look, it's not in the cards for me right now.
Yeah, it's not happening.
But if they stay in touch with me, maybe it will be.
All I know is the university where I went is owned by a church that's worth like $800 billion. You don't need my money. You really don't.
Well, I think they do. That's why they're worth $800 billion.
They don't need the money.
I mean, where do you think they got that money?
Well, they've got it now. I think at some point when you reach, like when Harvard, like the endowment there is like, what, $3 billion? Stop asking. You're fine. They don't need any more of your money. And trust me, BYU does not need any more money.
Harvard endowment, by the way, $53 billion, not three.
Okay, again, stop giving money to Harvard.
Yeah, but you'll hear this.
$53 billion?
Yeah, but you always hear this. Oh, well, but the endowments, those are not exactly accessible. It's for the future.
Look up the net worth of the LDS Church. The fact that anyone gives that school any money.
Well, that's why they're worth so much money, because they pilfer you out of 10%. Don't they get everyone for 10%?
Well, listen, KU's endowment only
that's only
a quarter billion, so they need Isaac's money.
Yeah, they need Asachi's money. They're not even $1 billion.
They'll get it eventually. Some of it.
They're not even $1 billion endowment. Rob,
I owe it to
them.
I owe it to them. I got a lot of TUD.
Now, BYU's endowment is $3 billion.
Again, $3 billion?
$3.08 billion.
Yeah, something tells me they got a little more than that. Go searching through the couch cushions.
All right, that's your In the News, September 11, 2025. It is always brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Coming up next, we bet the board college football on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.